This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. It's a modest headstone bearing a guitar and an inscription that reads, "The Great Blues Singer." There are no flowers, no signs of frequent visitation. This quiet spot in Richwood, Louisiana, is the final home of blues guitarist Blind Joe Reynolds, also known as Joe Shepherd. Leslie Rambin talks with Linda Bowman about her uncle, Blind Joe, on this week's Byway Blues.
If you lose your money, great God, don't lose your mind.
In 1967, Cream recorded Outside Woman Blues, a song written by the obscure Tallulah-born Blind Joe Reynolds. Blind Joe's niece, Linda Bowman of Monroe, reminisces a little bit about her uncle.
I guess I may have been about 6 or 7 when I first encountered him. He came from somewhere out of town, and he moved on one end. We got like Glendale, this little neighborhood in Richwood, and they in the same Pacific. But one is on one side and there is on the other side, and that's where my mom lived on one end and he lived on the other end. And we always was at his house, and we did a lot of things there. You know, we ate there, we slept there, we was there.
I'm gonna buy me a Bruno. Watch my old lady watch out, please. I'm gonna buy me a Bruno. Watch my old lady watch out, please.
Blind Joe had both of his eyes shot out during a fight when he was a young man. Yet, he still went on to record 8 songs for Paramount and RCA Victor in the 1930s. So, being blind didn't seem to slow him down any.
It was weird, you know, because it seemed like he could actually see, but we examined, he had no eyes, you know. And one night we was walking from his house to my mom's house, and a dog tried to attack us, and he shot the dog right between the eye.
Linda Bowman, thank you so much for sharing these wonderful stories about your uncle. I'm excited for people to know about Blind Joe and his contributions to the blues.
Support for Byway Blues on KEDM comes from Live Oaks Bar and Ballroom. Event and ticket details are online at liveoaksbarandballroom.com, with additional support from the Entergy Charitable Foundation and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities.